This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And it's a whole room full of people here for this edition of the Senior Moments program. And this room full of people are the Leadership Napa Valley Practicum Group that created the Senior Moments radio show. Part of that team is KVON, KVYN, and Wind Down Media's Will Marcencia. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
And you've brought your practicum group in here. Let's find out who all these people are.
All right, yes. So we got the S practicum group because we were the fortunate group in our leadership class. They rank you on leadership styles, and there was only one S that stands for steady in the entire class, and we were so fortunate enough to have the only S in the group, so hence our name, We Got the S. None other than this gentleman that's sitting right next to me, Bob Vanderveld. I also have Natalie Griffin. I have Bonnie Anderson, Kim Brown Sims, and Tammy Manning that make up the rest of this amazing practicum group.
Mm-hmm. So talk a moment about how you forming your idea for your project in a practicum group can be very challenging. It can be contentious. I've seen some practicum groups that end up not liking each other during that process. You know, others just have another drink and get along with it. So how did you come to the conclusion about the radio show and the purpose of the radio show?
So it took months of planning, that's for sure. I think that that was the hardest part. It was to really formalize an idea. We all come from very diverse backgrounds, both in professional and personal lives. And so we all have different passions that we wanted to convey through the project. And so it seemed like months and months of deliberation, we kind of were able to come up with the plan of, let's narrow things down to about five ideas and five passions that we all were really strong about. And just to talking things through, we ended up knowing that there were that seniors was one of the biggest and underserved populations here in Napa County, that we needed to find a way to help them. And so with that said, we started talking to two mentors of us that kind of walked us through the entire project, which are Joanne Busenbark, may she rest in peace, and Betty Rhodes, who's also a contributor to the Senior Corner on the Register. And we found out that there are so many great organizations here in Napa County that do so much, and even governmental agencies that do so much for the senior population. But many of the times they're working, so hard on the service, the specific services that that they perform and they help the community with, that there's sometimes a lack of collaboration. So you get all these nonprofits that are working in silos when they could work better together. And that's a lack of communication. And so we wanted to be a vessel to get the information out through a source that, so many people still rely on today, which is the radio portion. Mm-hmm.
Very good. I have to say, there's been a collaborative effort in scheduling the guests and the topics, yeah?
Yes.
It's been very good from my perspective. Folks listening may not know that that's been working that way, that this practicum group has been putting the program together week to week, and I get a little note who's coming in, and the content has been really good.
We've been really happy that the community has just responded immediately. We hardly ever have to ask people to participate. They ask us as soon as this program got started. And we've had such an outreach from senior organizations to various nonprofits and governmental agencies as well that serve seniors. They've all been very willing to come, even though it's early in the morning for the taping.
Right.
And many organizations even have the podcast playing or the rebroadcast playing at the lunch hour.
Very good.
I'd like to add that it's been a real joy to book these guests, to talk with them, to come up with ideas and contact them, as Bob is saying. And that's been a real highlight. And all of us were talking about what would we do next year. Well, we all would be interested in being involved again next year and even in booking people.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm just noticing you have a Senior Moments logo vest.
Oh, yes.
How
yes,
fancy is that?
That's perfect for radio.
Yeah, I thought it would be good for the audience. We wore these vests that have Senior Moments embroidered on them and also the KVON. All the information of the radio station. And we wore them when there was a final contest with the leadership Napa Valley to present all the practicum groups. Mm-hmm. And so we all wore the same uniform. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Tell me the truth now. I'm assuming all the other practicum groups are really jealous of you guys. Is that true?
They are. No, there are a few that have. We like to think we're the best. But no, Class 32, our class was pretty spectacular. There are a few programs, practicum groups, that are still going on to this day, like serving different populations. So specifically the 100 kids of Napa County is still carrying on. So it just feels like a really great class that has had so many practicum groups continue serving our community, which is not necessarily the intent of a practicum group or project. But yeah, it's been really meaningful, I think, for our community.
Yeah. Thinking back over many years, there have been, you know, things that started in LNV in a practicum group and have become just an accepted part of Napa now. You know, years ago, there was a group that did a study on tourism that really led to a lot of what we see now in the downtown. It's paved the way for that.
Hands Across the Valley, I believe, is also another that started as a practicum group. The Gift Guide.
List as well. Long list of...
Maybe signage, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So what happens now? Has it been a whole year since we started doing this?
It has. It surprised us this morning, looking back, that this has been 52 weeks from when we've started. And one of the things that we're really excited about is that this is a program that will continue. We will have a season two. Our friends at Molly's Angels have stepped up to help participate with that, with continuing support from the Queen of the Valley. So we're very excited that this service, and it really is a service for seniors in our community, will be able to continue.
Mm-hmm. All right, outstanding. Season two, I like that. Sounds like Netflix release.
Right?
staying in this weekend, binging on Senior Moments.
Yeah. the podcast actually lets you do that.
Right.
One of the things that really surprised us was the reach of not just the live broadcast, but also the podcast. We have people who have family members who are seniors in Napa, their family members out of town listen. And then we have seniors, people in Napa who have seniors elsewhere, and those seniors listen to the program. So the reach of this station in particular is really just, it goes well beyond the borders of Napa, and we're really excited that so many people have been able to find this resource.
That's great. Great to hear. What else do we want to find out about today, Will?
And we're really excited.
Come on in.
Yeah,
you got to get way much closer than that.
She's making her way into the
come
mic.
Come on in there.
Right
closer,
now.
Closer, closer.
You know, when I first talked to Julia with Molly's Angels, she was so excited to be on the program, and I told her that we were looking for somebody who could eventually take over, and she's like, oh my goodness, write us down. We definitely are interested. And she was so excited, and it really is the perfect match with everything that they already do for seniors. So I really think that we found a great partner to move forward with. She would like us to be on an advisory board so we could still be involved and we can help them, help the community moving forward. And I just think it's a really good marriage. I think it will absolutely grow. And I think that Molly's Angels will bring a lot of knowledge and experience to the table. Mm-hmm. And it'll just get better from here. So I'm really excited to see where this goes.
Very good. So Julie's sort of joining your team.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, right.
Keep
yes.
it going.
Or we're
going
to start joining her team, as of next week.
Yeah, right,
yeah. For this week, she's joining ours. Next week, we join her team.
Got it. Very good. All right. Well, thanks you all for coming in. Final thoughts?
So one thing we just want to say is that thanks to Leadership Napa Valley, the application process is open now for through March 31st for people who are interested in joining the next class. And in fact, tonight there's going to be a mixer at Calistoga at the Sharmsburg Winery for folks who are interested. It's not just for young professionals. Some of us who are more seasoned or even retired have participated from this group. And so senior population is definitely encouraged to participate in that. It's a great opportunity for anybody who wants to get involved in the community and give back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I was a member of the greatest class 19, of course. And I often tell the story that I was kind of skeptical about it. I was cynical, like, I already know stuff about Napa. I know a lot of people. I'd been on the radio a long time and the community a long time. And I was taken aback by how meaningful that year was and the friendships that I made and the things that I learned. And so don't be like me and have that attitude of, I don't really need this, because it will make a difference in your life. Yeah, great. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
We got the S Practicum Group here in the studio for Senior Moments this week. And that's a wrap for now. More next Wednesday.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.